this evening. Sunday, I can congratulate all the very pious people who are here to hear Bhagavad Gita instead of watching the Philadelphia Eagles lose. we'll find about praying for them later on in this class. I don't want to curse. Anyway, I hope they win. We're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. We're in the 17th chapter. The 17th chapter is called The Divisions of Faith. You'll have to excuse me, I have something of a flu or something. A virus. That's very tenacious. So we're going to look at the three texts, actually. 11, 12, and 13. So text number 11 is on the board behind me. If you're new here, we put it up, transliterated from the Devanagari alphabet into the Roman alphabet so that we can actually recite this, chant this, this text. So what I'll do is I'll say each word, sometimes a couple of words. Like the first long word is actually two words run together. Apala and Alam Kritchi, Alam Kangshi. Word for word, you can say after me, and then we'll do each line like that responsibly. Okay? So this is text number 11. So you say after me. Apala,
Apala,
Alam Chidihi,
Alam Chidihi.
Yashno,
Yashno,
Dibhi,
Dibhi,
Dishto,
Dishto,
Ya,
Ya,
Vijyate,
Vijyate,
Yastabhyam,
Yastabhyam,
Viveti,
Viveti,
Manaha,
Manaha,
Samadhaya,
Samadhaya,
Sattvikaha,
Sattvikaha,
Abhalam, Apalankam Chivir Yashno
Apalankam Chivir Yashno
Vidhidishto Yadijyate
Vidhidishto Yadijyate
Yastavyam Eveti Manah Yastavyam Eveti Manah
Yastavyam Eveti Manah
Samadhaya Sasatikah
Samadhaya Sasatikah
Apalalam Apalal Kanchivir Yashno
Apalal Kanchivir Yashno
Vidhidishto Yajjate
Vidhidishto Yajjate
Yastavyam Eveti Manah
Yastavyam Eveti Manah
Samadaya Sasatikah
Samadaya Sasatikah
Apala Kanchivir Yashno
Apala Kanchivir Yashno
Vidishto Yajjate
Vidishto Yajjate
Yastavyam Eveti Manah
Yastavyam Eveti Manah
Samadaya Sasatikah
Samadaya Sasatikah
Apala Kanchivir Yajno
Apala Kanchivir Yajno
Vididishto Yajjate
Vididishto Yajjate
Yastavyam Eveti Manah
Yastavyam Eveti Manah
Samadaya Sasatvikah
Samadaya Sasatvikah
Apala Kanchivir Yajno
Apala Kanchivir Yajno
Vidhidishto Yajjate
Samadhaya Sasatvikah
Apala Kanchivir Yajno
Apala Kanchivir Yajno
Vidhidishto Yajjate
Vidhidishto Yajjate
eviti manha.
Yastavyam eviti manha.
Samadhaya sasatikaha.
Samadhaya sasatikaha. Apala kanti miryajno. Vididhisto yajyate. Yastavyam eviti manha. Samadhaya sasatvikaha. Apala kanti miryajno. Vididhisto yajyate. Yastavyam eviti manha. Samadhaya sasatvikaha.
Appala
appala
akanchibihi
akanchibihi.
By those devoid of desire for result.
Those who are devoid of desire for result.
Yashnaha
yashnaha.
Sacrifice
sacrifice.
Vidhi
vidhi.
Dishtaha
dishtaha.
According to the direction of scripture.
According to the direction of scriptures.
Yaha
yaha.
Which
is
jete
is performed.
Yastavyam
must be performed.
Eva
eva.
Certainly. Iti
iti.
Thus. Mana
mana.
Mind.
Mind.
Samadhaya
samadhaya.
Fixing
fixing.
Saha
saha.
It. Sattvikaha in the mode of goodness.
In the mode of goodness.
Translation. Of sacrifices, the sacrifice performed according to the directions of scripture as a matter of duty by those who desire no reward is of the nature of goodness. Srila Prabhupada's report. The general tendency is to offer sacrifice with some purpose in mind. But here he stated that sacrifice should be performed without any such desires. It should be done as a matter of duty. Take, for example, the performance of rituals in temples or in churches. Generally, they are performed for the purpose of material benefit. But that is not in the mode of goodness. One should go to a temple or church as a matter of duty. Offer respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offer flowers and eatables. Everyone thinks that there is no use in going to the temple just to worship God. But worship for economic benefit is not recommended in the scriptural injunctions. One should not go simply to offer respect. One should go simply to offer respect to the deity. That will place one in the mode of goodness. It is the duty of every civilized man to obey the injunctions of the scriptures and offer respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let me read the next two texts. The text 12, I'll just read the English. But sacrifice performed for some material benefit or for the sake of pride or chief of the Bharatas, you should know to be in the mode of passion. Prabhupada writes, sometimes sacrifices and rituals are performed for elevation to the heavenly kingdom or for some material benefit in this world. Such sacrifices or ritualistic performances are considered to be in the mode of passion. And finally, text 13. Any sacrifice performed without regard for the direction of scripture, without distribution of prasadam, spiritual food, without chanting of Vedic hymns and remunerations to the priests, and without faith, is considered to be in the mode of ignorance. Srila Prabhupada, so forth. Faith in the mode of darkness or ignorance is actually faithlessness. Sometimes people worship some demigod just to make money, and they spend the money for recreation, ignoring the scriptural injunctions. Such ceremonial shows of religiosity are not accepted as genuine. They are all in the mode of darkness. They produce a demoniac mentality and do not benefit human society. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Prashatani Vivishesha Srinivari Paschatcha Deva Satarane Oma Gyanam Chimanandasya Vinanjana Shulataya Chatsuru Miritam Jain Tasmai Sri Gaurave Namaha Panchakalpa Tribhyas Chakrita Sindhu Veva Chapatitanam Bhavaneyo Vaishnaveyo Namaha. This chapter is called The Divisions of Faith because the question has been asked about how people perform in various ways the principles of Scripture on various platforms. So Krishna has said that these people are following religious teachings. We can divide them into three groups. Here's the division according to the modes of nature. You see, in here now he's talking about one of the aspects of religion, which is called sacrifice. So people may perform sacrifice in the mode of goodness, in the mode of passion, or in the mode of ignorance. The material nature conditions people, and people are conditioned according to the what's called the guna, the mode of material nature. We see the material nature around us is working in three ways. Things are being created, things are being maintained, and then things are destroyed or fall apart or decay. So when things are being created, material nature is said to be in the mode of passion. When things are being maintained, material nature is said to be in the sattva guna, the mode of goodness. And when things are falling apart or rotting or decaying, it is called material nature's acting in the mode of ignorance or darkness, tamaguna. But we all see this around us. But also, individual human beings are also conditioned by the modes of material nature. There's been a whole chapter dedicated to understanding this already in the Bhagavad Gita. And now this division is of the three modes is being used to analyze faith. Faith in the three modes. But basically, Prabhupada has summarized the way people are psychologically conditioned by the modes of nature as three types of people. Of course, there are shades and mixtures, but you could say there are three pure types. A person in the mode of goodness is happy. A person in the mode of passion is active. And the person in the mode of ignorance is helpless. Happy, active, and helpless. You think of like three dwarfs or something. Happy, active, and helpless. Because people in the mode of goodness are self-satisfied. They're very alert and serene. But detached. Those in the mode of passion are always impelled by desires and longings and hankerings. They're very busy all the time. They're restless. They can't sit still. They always have to be making money or in the pursuit of some object of desire. And then people in the mode of ignorance they feel dispirited, depressed, oftentimes addicted to various kinds of drugs. Life doesn't seem to have any purpose or meaning. They just like to lay around. Things fall apart around them. They don't care. So on. These are three kind of pure types. Well, the people are mixtures in different ways. So here we have sacrifice. In the Vedas, the word yajna, in the narrowest sense, refers to a particular kind of religious ritual, where there are priests and there are mantras chanted, and there's a sacrificial fire, and things are offered into the fire, and so on. So we can say that sacrifice, in this case, the ultimate meaning of sacrifice, as explained in the Bhagavad Gita, is that one should perform